In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Before we speak, a few words. Which does not even be a drop, one drop of the ocean of the life of this holy man for 70 years serving the church, helping everyone, being a hero, not all in our church, not all in our country, but all over the world. And the proof of that, what you saw on the television and what I lived last week, seeing the flood of people, all the Egyptians, all the candidates of the whole world, hurrying, not officially, but heartily, from all their hearts, feeling that they lost a lot of his departure into heavens. For us, we have another point of view. I'll say it later. But first of all, I would like to thank all of you, everyone who came and those who wanted to come but couldn't for their businesses and their circumstances. Some of them sent us letters or emails or called us, regretting that they will miss this occasion. أحب أشكر في البداية السيد السفير سزوال أبو المجد سفير جمهوريتنا الحبيبة السيد الأستاذ المستشار أشرف منير نائب رئيس البعثة السيد المستشار ياسر عابد الأنصل بالسفارة المصرية السيد طارق رسلان السيد مصلح سكرتير أول وسكرتير ثالث السفارة المصرية السيد عدلي الكلادي سكرتير أول بالسفارة الأردنية السيد عمر جمال مواطن مصري مقيم في أوتوا جه مخصوص عشان يشارك مع الكنيسة ومعك أيضا السيد الأستاذ جورج أبو سيد زيد القائم بعمل سفارة لبنان ومع الأستاذ أحمد مراد مرافق لي السيد أندري خليل من سفارة لبنان السيدة هيام الجمل من اليمن السيد أسامة عباس رئيس الجمعية المصرية Also, we would like to thank from all our hearts our beloved Prime Minister, Mr. Harper, who asked Mr. Pierre Poilievre, who is not only the MP of Nepean, but he is for me especially a very close friend, at least from the first round of the parliament. If you do remember, longer than 15, 16 years when you came in the basement before you go to Egypt to meet with me in the first or second year in my service here. And since then, we are in contact together. Thank you very much for your coming. Pass our greeting and thanks giving to His Very Excellency, His Honored Mr. Harper. Also, Mr. Kenny regretted so much that he missed this because he's out of country tonight and because of the budget day. We appreciate that you came on the budget day, which is very important to you and less important to us. We thank very much His Very Grace, Bishop Peter Coffin. We thank you for your coming, for your very kind words that you gave to us. Thank you, very reverend Father, Atas Hajan, who has more than experience that he said tonight. He just said to you a brief of his relationship with His Holiness, but I'm sure that he met with him more than the time that he met in the monastery. We thank Father Alex very much. Many years he hasn't blessed us to come here since long time, that when we started Lenten Vespers, every Great Lent. And we thank Father Maxim, who is also friend to His Holiness, and he knows him very much. We thank Father Helia, a Retiran Church, and from the St. Paul Church, we thank Father Craig Bars, and we thank Father Stuart Murray from St. Bernard Church, Reverend Canon Catherine Aska, who came representing the Anglican Church. Thank you very much. We thank also Mr. Trudy Connelly from the Church Media, Father Andrew from the Ukrainian Catholic Church. We cannot also forget Mr. Ambassador, the Ambassador of Armenia, Mr. Armen Yeganyan, for his coming. Thank you very much. For your information, the Armenian Church is the sister church to the Coptic Orthodox Church, as the other churches. Father Michael from the Ukrainian Church, Father Sani Admasu from St. Tekla Himanut Ethiopian Orthodox Church. I hope that I did not miss anyone. All the fathers, I thank all of them for their coming. It's an appreciation from the church, recognizing how great was this man, Pope Shenouda III. If I want to speak personally about my relationship with His Holiness, it will come back to 1966, when he was a general bishop and used to come to give talks in Alexandria from time to time. I was not very young, Shemes, and deacon at that time, and we used to listen and to tape. You remember the recorder grounding 23, grounding 46, before they start the cassettes around Kibirani. We used to tape these talks all day and to spend all time writing all the sermons, all night until the morning. In the morning, we used to give it to him to revise it and to be published as books. So also when he was in Domiat, I was blessed by his presence, and he used to give us a very small group talks in one of the shelter, something like that. And I learned from him so much, long, long time before I was blessed by his holy hands when he ordained me in July 1973. So I was the third ordination in Alexandria after his papacy. And to ensure what His Excellency Mr. Ambassador said, his smartness, intelligence. Whenever I met him, although he ordained about 1,000 priests at least, and more than 120 bishops during the 40 years, he used, as Abuna Atta said, to name the people one by one. I remember a few years ago when I went to England to attend the first jubilee of the consecration of St. Mark Church in London, when he saw me, he said, "Why did you come here?" He knows that I am here serving in Canada. So I went in England, and he said, "Yes, you were the priest in charge when I consecrated this church 25 years ago." Immediately, he had the question and he had the answer at the same time. His memory was something unbelievable. Now, I imagine that when he departed on March 17th, all the people felt loss. But actually, heavens was rejoiced very much. I see by the eyes of faith, St. Mark the Evangelist opening his arms to him, saying, "I'm proud of you. You took care of the church as a pope for 40 years and more. Very faithfulness. Come, you are now the 117th after me. Come to the procession." I see by the faith now that all the people who were serving with him, bishops and priests, tens during these 40 years and more, who preceded him to heavens, were rejoiced, saying, "Wow, you have come now. You won. You finished your strife in an excellent marks. We are happy to see you." I see by the eyes of faith that the Lord himself said to him, "Blessed you, faithful servant. You were faithful in the little. I give you now the big ones, which is the eternal life." If you want to know where he is now, when you go home, open Revelation book, chapter 2 and chapter 3, and you will find the rewards that the Lord said about he who overcomes. First, I will give him to eat from the tree of life. Second, he who overcomes shall not be hurt by the second death. He who overcomes, I will give the white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who received it. I will give you power over the nations. I will not blot out your name from the book of life, but I will confess your name before my Father and before his angels. You remember that the Lord promised that whoever confesses me, I will confess him before the angels and before my Father. And whoever denies me, I will deny him also. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. And he shall not be no more out. And so on. Now, to conclude my speech, just one event, if I want to speak about him, about things which have not been written in any book during his 10 days visit to London from January 28th to February 9th, 79, when he consecrated St. Mark Church in London, which I was blessed to be the priest in charge in England, all England at the time. Just one event. When he came on January 28th, flying from Egypt, he was a little bit tired and also busy until he arrived the suite and prepared himself to come. The ordination time was due to be 8 o'clock p.m. His Holiness came 8 10 past 8, 10 minutes late. 10 minutes late in England, for your information, is something horrible. They are very, very, yani, you know, I don't want to. So the assistant of the Archbishop of Canterbury was a little bit not satisfied, but they are very, to early, yani, very strict people, but they don't speak easily. After the 10 days, when we were in the VIP to bid farewell for His Holiness said to the assistant of the Archbishop of Canterbury, "I came this time, I hope that His Holiness the Archbishop may exchange this visitor comes to us." And then the assistant said, "Yes, to learn that time is not important." He was keeping in heart this. Because God has no watch. And then His Holiness immediately answered, "Yes, God has no watch, but He watches us." It's an idea how this man was too smart in a second. In a second, the computer here was something have not been invented yet. I was surprised, and I looked at the assistant, and the assistant did not have any word. He just said, "To understand the joke of a foreign language is something surprising, but to say a joke in a foreign language is as marvelous." And from an England and a British person to say that's very difficult, very difficult. I see His Holiness now, after the procession, after the festival which happened in heavens, looking at every one of us, saying, "Do not mourn, do not be sad. If you are sad, then my service was not right to you. If I served you rightly, then you have to be glad for me. I have finished my strife. I have finished my course on earth. And the time now is for me a good time to start the eternal life after I left the sicknesses, the problems, the difficulties, the tiredness of body and everything. Now I'm free of all that. But be sure, I have the files, all the files with me, and I have them with me in heavens. Whatever I couldn't do on earth, now I'm closer to Him. I see Him now standing with the angel who was mentioned in the first chapter of the book of Zechariah in the Old Testament. When the angel came up from earth to heavens, saying to the Lord, "How long will have lived Jerusalem and the cities?" Jerusalem in the Old Testament means now the people of God, not Jerusalem, this present Jerusalem, or Israel, this Israel. In the Old Testament means the people. To be after and under the captivity of 70 years. I hear in the eyes of my faith that our Lord be good father, Pope Shenouda III, is standing before the Lord and saying, "How long for will you leave your people? Will you not look at them?" And the answer was that the Lord, when you read in Zechariah, book of Zechariah, the Lord said to him with a good words and a comfort, good words and a comfort words also. I'm sure that whatever Pope Shenouda couldn't do on earth is now much more able to do for us. And because the country was in his heart, as he said the famous word, which I heard from everyone who came to comfort us in Egypt, Cairo or Alexandria, he repeated the same word that the law, that our Pope Shenouda said, Egypt not a, a land we live in. In us. We do not only live on the land, but the country lives in our hearts. The country lives in his heart. And he is praying now for the freedom, for the justice, for the equality of Egypt, for all of them, Copts and Muslims, all Egyptians, as he loved everyone, Copts or Muslim on earth. I'm sure that he's still loving and more everyone, Copts and Muslim, Egyptian and not Egyptian, everyone he met, as he loved His Holiness. His Holiness loved him also, and he is praying for him. And as the church was living in his heart, it will still living in his heart. If he accepted and answered, as Abuna Atta said, answered the questions of the people, be sure that when you ask the Lord in his intercession, in this Pope intercession and prayers, it will be positive. It will be accepted to the Lord, because this man was very faithful for his life and for his church and also for his country. We pray for him to have the best place in the bosom of the Holy Fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and also to share with the 116th Pope who preceded him, to pray for us to have a good shepherd. We are sure that the Lord, who chose him in 1971 and who chose Pope Kyrillus in 1959, will choose for us the suitable good shepherd who shepherds our church in righteousness and in justice. Thank you again for your coming, and we hope that as we pray for him, he is also pray for every one of you who came to share with us this event. Thank you very much. Let us pray.
من الليل يا زوك سابتريك يوك يا جيوب نوماتيك إنك إن كيستوس يونستون يونونا من تنوشي بولنغو يموجيو بنش ويستبروسك إيخم خيم بساطنا السباسيت النين تشالا وكسط يومون ونينان كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا بلوغيسون أمين اسمو إرويس قم بإزمو
اسمو بإخريسوس بنوتي
أمين السشوبي
ورند تيريني منان انتكريني سمنان انتكريني كان نوفر نفول جتوك تتيقون نمبي أون نمبي اسمو نمبي أماهي شائني أمين. Make us worthy to pray to you, thank for you, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil one. Christ Jesus our Lord, thine the kingdom, the power, the glory. Now the love of God the Father, and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen. Thank you again.